Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. Welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today I just kind of want to come on here and talk about what it's like dating people. Me and my best friend were talking about this last night, and we both made a lot of sense as far as what we were saying, but he made a good point about we're just supposed to be enjoying ourselves. And that's not just with dating, that's with like so much other stuff in life in general. I feel like we take life a little too seriously and we forget how to have fun. I just kind of jumped into this. So I do want to say that I'm just kind of experimenting with what style of podcast I want to do. I do still want to put my poetry in my podcast, but probably just not every episode. I feel like that kind of stumps me with putting out podcast episodes because I have to write a poem specifically for each topic, which isn't difficult or a bad thing. It just kind of gets tedious after a while, so I would like to just get on here sometimes and have a conversation. Sorry. But yeah, it's meant to just be fun. Like, you shouldn't be going into stuff with all these extra expectations it's meant to just be fun, and you're just going for the experience without putting all these expectations on this person of, oh, we're gonna get married tomorrow, or this is leading towards us being in a relationship. Like, no, everything isn't. I mean, yeah, it could, but why does that matter right now? You're worrying about something that you haven't even experienced yet, or you haven't even gotten to that point where that type of conversation is important. You're just supposed to be meeting people and getting to know people. And I have been experiencing two completely different sides of the spectrum with that, as far as meeting someone and us clicking, and I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, like, this is perfect, like, we're about to run off into the sunset. And then also experiencing just enjoying other people's company for what it is. And then I've also experienced just kind of like a tit for tat of us being on the same page and then us not being on the same page of the direction things are going in, or even just if we're enjoying each other's company or not. And then things just kind of go based off of that, whether we stop talking or we continue to stay in touch with each other. For the most part, I feel like these types of conversations aren't talked about enough, because as women, we want to be with someone, and even with men too, they might not express it as much as women do, but for women, we want that, you know. But I don't want to say happily ever after, because that doesn't exist, and it exists differently for everybody if it does exist. But for the most part, we do want the comfort of being with someone and enjoying a healthy, happy relationship. But the steps to getting to that doesn't need to be so intense. Like, we don't need to put so much pressure on the dating world. It's literally for us to collect information and for us to make memories and enjoy experiences, meet different people from different walks of life. Like, it's showing us that our options aren't as closed off as we may have thought that they were, or they don't have to be as closed off as they thought, or as we thought they were, or needed to be. I personally have had to take a step back and just be like, are you having fun with this? First of all, no, I'm not. And then be like, okay, so you're not having fun with this. What needs to change? Like, why are these experiences not going the way that you feel like they could? And I used to feel like with those experiences, maybe it was the other person, but accountability is so important, and that's a two-way street. There's definitely things that I could have done differently in those situations, and that other people could have done differently. And us making that combined decision to do things differently would produce a better outcome. And then even if they don't want to put forth effort, at least putting forth the effort for myself at the end of the day to be able to say I did the best that I could do for this experience to go in a better direction. But yeah, dating is, I used to feel like it was stupid. Like, why do I need to waste time with people? Blah, blah, blah. But if you look at dating like that, realistically, everything you do is a waste of time. Say, for example, your job, you're going to a job you don't like just to be able to pay the bills. In the back of your mind, because you don't like that job, you're telling yourself that it's a waste of time. So you're not even putting forth all the effort that you could potentially put towards it, to make it a better experience. And that causes you to feel drained and exhausted, and you don't even want to go to this job anymore because your mindset has shifted to this is a waste of time. But switching your mindset to this is a stepping stone to something else, or there's information or lessons I'm supposed to be learning right now for the next parts of my life, then you're able to not only look at it differently, but pay attention to the things that you might not have paid attention to before. And then also not beating yourself up and saying that it was a waste of time, but more of just being like, this, the lessons I'm learning from this experience are gonna either help me to not go through this type of stuff again, or whenever I do go through this type of stuff again, I'm more equipped for it. And the previous situations or experiences I've had are gonna be able to push me further versus if I didn't have those experiences in the first place. So I have, I guess, learned the definition of how to have fun, which is just not having expectations, just letting things flow and being 100% authentic and organically yourself, regardless of what somebody might view you as or how somebody might see certain things that you're doing. Because at the end of the day, you shouldn't be doing stuff for the sake of making someone else happy every day, if you're not doing that for yourself, it all starts with you and making sure that you're not pouring from an empty cup. But just have fun. Like, we do take life way too seriously. There's so many things that, like, I'm thinking about right now that I was just too uptight about, or just too structured about, or just, like, I don't know how to really explain it, but just not taking that moment for what it was. I was anxious because I was thinking ahead of, oh, we're gonna be we're gonna be getting married tomorrow. Like, I'm laughing because if I would have gotten married to most of the people that I felt like I should have been married to, I probably wouldn't have made it this far in my life with the things that I've accomplished. And it's not to say that those are bad people, but I just didn't need to be in those spaces anymore, and I was holding on to them. But just, like I said, enjoy yourself. I don't want to be rambling. So that's all I have. I hope that everyone has a wonderful day. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.